Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Build It with me, your driver on the EastEnders Express, Abner, and my co-host and coordinator?
Navigator. Amelia.
Right, so, the Build With It Express is back.
And might I say, the Build With It Express had more to see this week.
There were more stops. We're going to make more stops today, which is annoying for
That's
me.
Absolutely fine.
Because there's more driving and I haven't got a license.
I know. You're not good as a driver either.
Whereas you have got a license and you could be driving.
I don't have a bus class license. I'm going to have an Australian license.
I have neither.
As well. It's actually to ride in the pouches of kangaroos.
Don't you come born with that? Is that something just
to
learn?
You have to learn. 120 hours.
It's sticky.
Yeah, of course it's soft, like a mother's cuddle.
Right, so let's make our first stop off over at Dot's house, shall we?
Ooh,
park up.
Dot's house. She's in Ireland. We were finally addressed that she's not been here.
She's not napping anymore. She was napping last week. This week she's in Ireland.
So Dot's officially not there, which
but
means
we
that we
can
have...
But we have got Dot 2.0.
Sonia.
And she is... featured heavy this week for the first time since we started doing this podcast, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
She's come out of the shell as Dot.
She is wearing aprons. She is not worrying about her appearance. She is snapping at people whom she is meant to love. She is Dot reincarnate.
So let's get into it now. The big moment was that Sonia kissed Martin while he was asleep.
Knocked out on painkillers, I think. Not even just asleep, knocked out. He was drinking. He'd had a couple of Dot's sherry glasses.
Yeah. Why was he drinking Dot's sherry?
Because it's medicinal. It's kept Dot alive for 90 plus years. I'm on the sherry every night now. He's had heavy duty painkillers. He's had sherry. He's passed out on Dot's single bed. And Sonia walks in, goes,
button
soft lips. And
Dot's
his vacant
bed.
Expression.
Really gets her going. Well, she's got... None of them have any personality, so that really gets...
Maybe she didn't notice that Martin was asleep. Maybe he's as
She saw funny. The jacket.
He's as funny and as charming, passed out, as he is awake. So she just kissed him and was like, oh, not talking then. Okay.
That's exactly how I like it. Then it cut. So we don't know what happened there.
I think we're meant to think it's okay because they were married.
They were
and
married.
And had a baby together. So everyone knows that once you're married have had a child together, you can do whatever you want to each other.
Oh, I see. Mm. Even if you're not together.
Nope. As long as one of you loves the other one. You know what I think
Something
it was? If she'd
there.
Gone in on the forehead or on the cheek and her mouth had been closed, I would have felt a lot more okay with it. Because
yeah.
like it's
Or
like
if
when
he,
a...
maybe he could have turned his head in his sleep.
Yeah.
And then
I
got the lips
like...
and she could have gone,
huh? Even on the lips, I wouldn't mind it so much. It's because she went in for an open mouth kiss. Why? Why did she go in for an open mouth kiss?
I mean, she's being egged on by her horrible daughter, Bex. Everyone's least favourite character.
I don't mind Bex, actually. Why do you hate her?
I just think she's the child of Sonia and Marta. She hasn't got much hope in the charisma section.
She's a bit boring, yes, that's fair.
She's so boring, they've had to give her a guitar and say, sing a song every so often. So we've skipped straight into the midweek of that whole affair.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of the week, there was a party going on. At E20, yet again. That's all the functions seem to be just a party at E20. There's nothing else that goes on. It's not like a regular night at E20. It's always like some sort of...
It wasn't a party. It was two for one drinks because Sharon walks in to see Mel and she goes, there's a blogger reviewing mid to high range bars. And for some reason, I think he's going to be here tonight. And it just so happens that Ingrid, everyone's favourite nanny
was leaving.
And Jack just chucked some money behind the bar. No one was there for Ingrid except
all
the
two-for-one cocktails.
Kiaru.
They were there for the free drinks that Jack's put behind the bar.
Yeah, true. You know what I really enjoyed though, and I already said this to you, but I want to say it again, is they had this big establishing shot of the Queen Vic being absolutely empty. No one's there. And Linda and Mick and Halfway all looking around as like the
They're
tall
at
E20. Go past. And then they have a shot of E20 and no one's there either.
Where are they? But what I liked was Robbie and Martin sitting in the pub saying, oh, this is a bit boring. And then Robbie going, oh, E20's got some promo thing on. They go down there, we cut, and there's a shot of them getting out a taxi.
Well, it's last night, isn't it?
But E20 literally must be across the road.
Listen,
it's not...
If you're going to pick up girls, the last thing you want to do is admit that you're from Albert Square. And
so
you also want to say, I've got so much money, girls, that I can get in a taxi. Don't let them see your fare
or
your receipts.
£7.
No one's asking for a receipt.
It's just across the road, mate.
If you came out of a taxi at a club, I would look at you twice.
But then if you got...
I'd say, oh, someone got taxi money.
How have you got out of the taxi?
A black cab.
And you were Martin and Robbie.
Oh, I'd look at you twice and then go...
What's that smell?
No. Kebabs?
So, in the club, Martin did his back in defending Stacey from a couple of poshos.
Who just really wanted to just touch people needlessly. They touched someone else, didn't they, as well?
Who was it? Was it Whitney they touched?
Ingrid. Martin spends another week pining over Stacey. Stacey throws herself at him and goes, yes, okay, I'm back in. For him to go, nah. I've just been doing it to maintain a storyline, Stacey. I don't actually want back in. I've got Sonia at home.
That's sweet, sweet Sonias. It's basically a replica storyline of Jack and Mel, but one that, again, well, I don't care about either of them, to be honest.
Can I float a different theory that's building onto your theory that everyone's being reinvented?
A reboot. Right.
Stacey, although she's been here since I've been born, basically, she is the new Cat. And Martin is going to be the new Alfie.
Oh, no! Martin hasn't got it in him to be that much of a loser.
But what
like
he is.
No, because he's not. Because he's not a loser. He's just a nothing. He's like so drab and normal. Like Sonia, they're both so drab and normal that nothing outrageously bad's going to happen to him.
No.
Nothing outrageously good's going to happen to him.
Watch it, okay? So we watched Stacey with this fake tan, with the heaps of makeup, with the short dresses.
Mm.
She's basically Kat now. And then we watched drugged and drunk Martin slosh himself around. We think, oh, you're living back with your ex-wife.
Maybe if he gets a floral shirt on, I'll think my answer.
I'm seeing Martin start to progress. And then EastEnders gave them the final doof doofs. They gave Sonia
that's
the final
doof
doofs.
That's a big call. Who is it behind that?
As Martin says to her, I certainly don't see Max, which is not a compliment. And she looks up wistfully while grinning like it's 2 days before Christmas, and she's just got an all A report card.
She
she's getting a bonus.
It's been a long time since she's had any sort of compliment.
That's true.
So,
we don't give her any.
You don't look like Max is quite a
thank
really good.
Martin.
When he said that to Stacey the first time, I thought he was saying you look like Max. Get some makeup on, you look like Max! Shave your hair off, you look like him!
That final scene of Sonia against all the Slaters.
Oh, just, of course!
They cannot not back each other up. Oh, Stacey. And they're all so angry at once.
For no reason. One of them's angry, immediately, they're all angry.
Yeah. I don't understand. They're like babies. As soon as one of them cries, they're all crying. It doesn't matter if, like, everyone else is happy and content. They're like, oh, I can be raging right now?
Let me rage!
I don't understand. I mean, I didn't mind, because I was like, Sonia deserves a kick anyway, but...
She does, but I was kind of happy that she won.
She won, and also then, if you are harassing and bullying someone else...
The Slaters got outslated.
If you're harassing someone else, don't immediately say, as soon as someone comes over, it's not true, don't believe what they say. I don't want to spend too long in this family because I just get so bored.
Right, let's have a slow drive around. We're going to go to the Vic now.
Oh, okay.
But
bye,
on the way...
fellas. No, get off Vic's. You need to be revising.
Get her guitar off as well. She is.
She's trying to cling on to any kind of storyline. We're not a storyline.
Do you want to play a little game?
Are you referring to everyone's favourite?
Everyone's second favourite.
Everyone's favourite.
Everyone's second favourite. Second favourite. You're forgetting
who, 20?
How good it is.
It's me, 20! Everyone's favourite game about EastEnders, where I choose one secret character and take you and Abner through a series of clues, each time giving you a chance to guess. Now, Abner has either been fantastic at this game, getting it without any guesses, or he just cannot for the life of him guess one thing. So, let's see this week.
Can I just say what I enjoyed about you introducing that game this week?
And getting it wrong?
That, but you also said... secret character, as if there's like an underground system of like characters that maybe have left
the molds,
but they're still here, but they're secret, like Dirty Den. He's still under the.
Oh, I wish
he's under
the street. Are you ready?
Go on.
Okay, this character first appeared in October of 2000. They left in 2002, returning in 2007, leaving again, and then coming back in 2014 to take up a permanent spot in Albert Square.
Robbie.
No. This character has had three surname changes over the time of their first appearance.
Right, so must be female, surely. Stacy?
No.
This character was delivered by Mo Harris to a mother who did not realise that she was pregnant.
Oh, no, I remember this. I can't remember who it was. Didn't know they were pregnant, though. Go on, give me the next one.
This character was given up for adoption shortly after being born, but brought back for storyline when she was abducted, so she's a woman, like you said, and kept in Dot's house.
Is it Bex?
It's Bex!
Her
final giveaway clue is lost her virginity to Shaquille.
So... Jesus. So, let me get this straight. Mo delivered the baby for Sonya, but this week she was just like, having none of it.
The Slaters show you that they don't know a thing called loyalty.
They'll deliver your baby 1 minute, but next minute, they'll scratch your face.
They'll have a go at you for a green dress. That was a mistake. Yeah, did you know that... I didn't realise... Bex has had an amazing storyline, except for the fact that now she's just super boring, but when she was a baby...
Bring back baby Bex. Reboot.
We're outside the Vic. Who's in that big black car next to us?
Who's in the big black... I was hoping for Aiden. I'm not going to lie to you. I was all over Aiden.
Especially the mention of Uncle Aiden by Mel.
How is he an uncle? Is he actually an uncle?
No, because Mel was dating Ray.
Hunter loved to drive.
He loves to drive. Who is involved with Aiden and Kira. Remember, Aiden stole money off Kira. They were in the same family. Who's part of the family with ex-boyfriend Ray. That's why Ray took Hunter. That's why Mel doesn't want anything to do with Ray anymore.
There's lots of characters at the moment where we've gone, oh, they've got to come into it soon, surely. Because they've been mentioned.
Yeah.
But nothing's happening. Uncle Aiden, he's got it back now. We've had Uncle Aiden. He's Uncle got to Aiden. Be back as Hunter's uncle.
No, I cannot. His fatherly uncle who helps him.
And then we had Karen's abusive ex, which we were sure.
Yeah, we were promised him. I completely forgot about him.
Daily Star, if you're listening, I'm still banking on it.
Yep, he'll be back. Where have the Taylors been? I didn't even see Bernie this week.
No, but...
I didn't see Chachi.
Thank the stars.
I didn't see Bernie. I didn't see the Taylors.
Well, Chachi isn't a Taylor. Chachi Taylor. You just went, we haven't seen the Taylors. Haven't seen Bernie. Haven't seen Chachi.
As in, like, all the characters that we haven't seen.
Ted? No Ted?
Oh, thank God. I wondered why I was enjoying it so much.
Yeah, and then we had Mitch come in, and I thought he was going to be, like, a bigger character, but...
Nope.
He might be back, we don't know. But it's just... There's a lot of characters that they've just... This Ray, Mel's Ray, he's constantly mentioned. It feels like he should be there, but he's not. Anyway,
We're at the Vic.
We're at the Vic. I was hoping for Aiden.
Such a cliffhanger on Tuesday night where someone... in the mask, grabs Mick.
That was so good.
And such a disappointment on Thursday night when it turns out it was Stu.
It was classic Danny Dyer, though, the acting of, oh, get off Mick! And his hands all grasping around.
I was concerned for him, though, because Linda had just gone out to buy a outfit for her pirate party. Shirley was...
It wasn't her pirate party. It was their son's pirate party. Mick, I really want to have a pirate party.
You know that parents live through their children's birthday parties until they're about 7.
So what you're saying is Linda wants to be a pirate.
She might do. So Stu, I hope, doesn't stay around for long because he's already made grabs at multiple women. He just seems like he's in for a rape storyline.
Well, if you're a Carter, it's pretty much destiny to have some sort of women abusing storyline.
Well, is he a Carter? Because I think Whitney's probably got her eyes on him if he is a Carter.
Oh, don't know.
She likes a Carter.
She's dipped into all of them, so she might take a dip into Stu as well. And this has brought out Mick's laddie side.
Lads.
It is lads on tour. They were playing Caps, everyone's favourite game.
So just like we predicted last week, Halfway is not speaking honesty.
Yeah, unless he is and Stu's there just to make trouble.
I'm worried about Stu as well because of Halfway's throwaway line to Mick is that he's not a friendly drunk. Because they're about to have a children's birthday party. I don't think I want anyone involved in the party that isn't okay with children, is intoxicated and has been identified as both a skis and a violent man.
Also, Halfway stole from the Vic. But he shouted at Shirley. But was it? Because he took 50 quid. For some food?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was making scotch eggs. And he was making expensive
I guess they are, yeah. And she shouted at Shirley, though.
She liked it,
though. She did. Yeah. Why did everyone refer to Halfway as boy this week?
Yeah.
Boy.
Aggressive.
Boy. Get me a pint, boy.
I feel like they're trying to assert their dominance. Like, imagine if I came in...
Who's going
to
win between Mick and Stu?
Mick. Only after Stu's fallen over, like, multiple times. I was worried. Can we talk about Whitney in conjunction with the Carters? Because she's basically a
Carter. Let me just check my notes.
We've got a Foley artist on set with us today. So I'm concerned about this. Like, okay, so I think that this doctor's appointment is going to lead up to something being wrong with Whitney. But it's very irresponsible to have a character who's so okay and all the characters around her being all right with her repeatedly missing doctor's appointments. A smear is not an okay thing to forget, especially like someone like Whitney.
But I guess that's
She's been around the block, okay?
I guess that's kind of like a normal thing though. People do miss doctor's appointment. People do not like going to the doctors.
Multiple times.
People don't like going.
I know, but I mean, there's no one goes, oh, okay, that's fine. People are just like, you need to go to the next one. We need to predict right now. Is she coming back with cancer? Or is she coming back with baby? Because she's coming back with something.
I think it's going to be a cancer scare.
Yeah, I agree. Some,
but not actually cancer.
Some cells.
EastEnders haven't got enough time to put Whitney through a cancer storyline.
Sure. Yeah. She's going to get that cancer scare.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some abnormalities with her cells.
And I reckon because of that, Halfway is going to go a bit rogue and show you some of his true colours. I said this last week. I think Halfway's here to disrupt now. He came in as quite a nice character. Like, sure, he shot Danny.
Yeah. Off the bat. Yeah, we pretend that didn't happen.
But then he became quite a nice character and he left. I was sad that he left because he was quite interesting as a character. He's come back. He's holding this secret. He's taking money out of the till without telling anyone, which is still quite sly.
Yeah.
Still quite sly either way. He's got Mick wrapped around his finger as well, which I think is a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Halfway is now here to disrupt. And I think his storyline is going to be, unfortunately, a short one and a bad one. As in, not bad as in negative. It's negative to the Carters.
Yeah. It's going to come out, whatever Halfway's secret is, it's going to come out with Stu. Stu's not going to be a supportive brother. He's going to hold it over him and just get Halfway to act as a puppet, which is going to burn his relationship with Whitney.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have any time for that because we'll feel sorry for Whitney and her cancer scare. And he's going to burn his relationships with Linda because Linda already hates Stu. So anyone who acts like Stu in the bad books. And I think in the end, he's going to burn Mick as well. And I think, I think I agree with you. It's going to be disruptive, but I don't think we're going to hate Halfway at the end.
Do you reckon it's going to be a slow burner? Or do you reckon it's going to be like next couple of weeks? Yeah. 3 weeks. I mean, they're getting through these storylines now, aren't they? They're really just ripping through
them. They've heard asked for and they're giving it to us. Yeah.
Clearly people are listening to us, this podcast. The important people, not the dregs, the people who watch it.
Not us.
Not the people, we don't care about the people who watch it, we care about the people who make it.
We care about everyone, and that's not true.
Oh, I care about everyone. Right, so shall we push on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, bye Whitney. Go get that test, all right, babe? Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye Halfway.
Got a Scott check? I can have him, so. Yep. He's giving you one, so at least take it. Pretend to eat it. Let's pull up outside. Maximum Motors.
Oh, Maximum Motors.
We've got Brannings coming out of our ears.
High tech security over in that caravan.
Right, so where do we start with this? Because it's stopping at the Branning house is a mess because there's too many of them dotted around. Like, I'm including Robbie in with the Brannings now because he is a Jackson, but he's also nephew, so.
Let's talk about Robbie first, okay? Let's get Robbie out of the way. Yeah. What I want to talk about is not something... this is not going to be interesting to you at all. I'm going to talk about it quickly and I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
But why is it that Robbie took his commission money, which was upwards of £100? I wasn't able to count the £20 notes, but I'm assuming it's got to be a little bit.
Yeah.
And he went straight to say, Donna, can you be my girlfriend? Here's like £200. Here's £200! For being someone's girlfriend and boyfriend. No one has ever given me money for being in a relationship with them.
Why was he working for Phil?
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's Phil got
that
on him? I guess Phil's got something on everyone, but I mean, they're not related.
If you're wandering around the square As Robbie does with his big broom.
He was the wanderer this week.
You need to... Everyone... At the start scene where someone was looking out of the car and everyone was just wandering about, I thought, someone's listened to this podcast. But what I don't understand is... I think what it is that Phil, if you're on the square, you have to align yourself with someone, okay? Maybe you would have aligned yourself with Max if he was family, but you've seen him kind of hot and cold. He's not established yet. He's got some schemes. He's got some plans.
Max isn't back.
He's not quite back.
He's
Phil,
returning,
however,
but he's not back.
So if I needed, if someone, if it was Phil or Max and I had to align myself with someone...
At this point in time,
I would
as Phil is
Phil.
Back.
Phil's not asking you for a contract. He's not asking Robbie to be his, you know, little spy forever. He's just saying, right now, you, I've asserted my dominance over you by Pete. You see that I own you. You've shown me your little belly. Now get in your uncle's caravan and give me some dirt. Those little characters, like Billy as well, they need to be, like, protected by someone. And I think
it's the school ground bully.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You pay for protection.
That's what we do.
So I think that, yeah, he was doing that. But he was in there. That's fine. He did a good job of hiding. But then Max wasn't even out yet. He was bobbing his head up like a little meerkat. Like, can you leave, please? I'm doing villainous things in your caravan. I literally screamed, get down.
he was shrouded in the shadows like a little goblin.
Was he?
Maybe Robbie could dress as a woman. And marry Max.
I'd be a nicer Max.
Probably
than what he's
be a
right.
Do you reckon Phil's gonna have to repay his debt to Robbie?
No.
I was thinking like a kebab shop storyline. Nope. Like they charged him too much. They charged him 20p too much for his normal order. And Phil has to go in there and say, hey! You give him back his 20p and a kebab! I don't want another one, Phil. I can't eat another one!
You know the sharks that have...
You will eat it.
You know the sharks that have the little sucky fish, like, kind of cleaning them off as they go around doing their villainous behaviour?
Yeah.
The shark doesn't then, like, go and, like, do a little favour for the little fish, okay? The shark being in the presence of the little fish and not eating him is enough for the little fish. Robbie is that little sucker fish cleaning Phil off, okay? And once he's gone, he's gone.
Right, so we've touched on Max.
Yep.
There's not much more to touch on, apart from he's not getting Baby Ev at the moment because they've done their research and gone, you haven't been married long, have you? And they've gone, no, but we're in love.
Why did
and
you
the
mean
guy's
a
gone,
stable relationship?
Yeah, but it's not stable, is it? And he's gone, yeah, it is. Put his arm around her.
What on earth does that even mean? Anyone can get married. Someone got married to a car in America. Doesn't mean it would be a good place to raise a baby. Tension is bubbling over there as well, because now
yeah.
Phil knows what kind of bad deeds that Rainey's doing. I think that Rainey and Max are in for
an explosion. I think Max is going to be solo soon enough. Right, so then finally we had Mel and Jack.
Oh, the will they, won't they, where
which
as soon as
they
it
did
started,
last week. Jack's now gone, yeah, I don't like playing these games. And
I
she's gone, I'm not playing games anymore.
And he was like, oh. Well, yeah, I don't like playing them when they're over. So.
But what got me most about this was that scene with Mel and Jack, which was kind of like I guess it was an important scene.
Yeah.
But it was in the foreground.
Oh,
while
poor
Ingrid, who was leaving, her last scene was happening behind them.
Keanu and Ingrid saying goodbye. I felt bad for them as well.
Just give them that scene.
It genuinely felt as if Ingrid and Keanu's characters, like actors, like kind of snuck into the back of the scene. And the director was like, no. Oh,
get them
oh,
out of
right,
there. We haven't got time to reshoot.
I mean, it looks more lifelike.
Right, I think that's it for the Brennings.
All right, bye, Brennings.
All right, so it's that time of the week where we put up the middle of our square.
Oh, is that
they have been... painted. I asked them not to because I like the rustic feel, but they've painted it this week.
Nice.
for the event.
That's lovely. Oh, Kim's already over here crying.
Can we get her out?
Kim! Oh, she's stubborn.
She knows something's going on, so yeah, she can just move. It's time for Albert Square Off, where I give you, and the listeners, two fighters from the square, two characters. They go head to head in a fist fight.
Ooh, okay.
Not to the death. Maybe to the death.
No weapons.
Just no weapons. Flat surface. Inside the cage. It's a cage fight.
Yeah.
You know? They have a fight and
okay.
We see who wins.
Right.
It's simple, right? There's two competitors. Yeah. Whatever. We've done it, right? Last week we had Robbie versus Ian. Robbie came out the winner. I was waiting for some sort of uproar from the socials.
They agreed with me.
There was no one. So Robbie's through to the next round.
Nice.
He's in the draw. So this week, in the red corner, we've got Mo Harris. And in the blue corner, Denise Fox. Ding, ding, ding.
Denise is strong, okay? She's had a baby with Phil. She's given that baby up. Mm. She's had a couple of kids as well. Libby, Chelsea. Mm. They've moved on. Mm. She's getting into her golden ages now. Mm. She's got a young boyfriend. Mm. She's stressed. Mm. Okay? And as we all know, stress does things to the body.
Right.
Just like any sort of disease will. Okay? Mm-hmm. It makes you tired. It makes you crabby. It doesn't... It stops you from being at your peak physical or mental self.
Yeah.
She's got stress with Kush moving to Dubai. She's got stress with that uncomfortable couch. She's got stress with Kim.
Well, she got married for three piece now.
She's got stress trying to, like, look after Pearl. She's got stress.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I look at someone like Mo. She is fueled by pure rage. She is always
and money.
Ready. Yeah. She is always ready to have a go at someone.
Okay? Yeah, we saw that this week.
Oh, we've seen it. Now I look at Denise and I see an empty carcass of a person. Someone who used to be quite fun.
And Denise has got a few years on Mo, though.
Stress has eaten her body and her mind.
You can't stop a raging bull, is that what you're saying?
Mo is strategy. Mo is, like, is shady. Mo is not willing. I know you said
she'll play
you
dirty.
Can't cheat, but Mo will cheat.
She'll play dirty.
She'll play dirty. She's going to go for whatever she can. She's got friends that I guarantee have given her some pointers. It's Mo all the way. Okay.
Right, you heard it here first. If you agree with Amelia and you think Mo would win this fight, email us in. Give us a tweet at @BWI_podcast.
And our email is bealwithit.podcast@gmail.com.
But if you think Denise should win, give us a tweet in and tell us why, and we'll consider it. And we'll find out next week.
I've made my decision.
If there's enough people, if you get outnumbered, we get a couple of Denises in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you've got a...
But the people liked my decision last time.
Right, let's pull away. The fight's over. There's Denise is in a bloody mess on the floor.
Stop kicking her.
It's sad to see it away, but we'll get something clean that way.
Yeah. Robbie, get your brew.
Let's go stop over by the archers. Well, actually, no. I'm going to pull up outside the funeral parlour.
What's happening upstairs?
Well,
hey?
Not upstairs, it's Billy sitting on the floor outside, like another little goblin.
Billy has spent months now. Months. Since we started watching this show again together. Since we started...
12 weeks ago.
At least 12 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He has been telling everyone that it was his fault for having an affair, he should have done it, it's his biggest regret, honey is the love of his life. He gets 2 seconds in with her, where he's actually created some sort of beautiful picnic that I turned to you and said, can we have a picnic like that? They had a beautiful baguette. They had some deli meats on there. And then Billy could not wait. All honey said, I thought it was a bit harsh that she said it to say, like, I can see us together, but I also can't. Yeah, that's a bit mean. But, you know, she's being honest.
But for Billy then to turn around and say, I have 3 pints on a Friday because I've got to come back to you with a face mask on in your onesie and your socks in bed.
Your socks, your onesie, your face mask. Oh, my God, Billy. He, like, just let loose. All she said.
And this is Billy saying it.
I know. That's... I mean, imagine, like, crawling into bed with him, but truly,
somehow Billy got to turn that round on Honey and make her seem the
I didn't think
awful,
she was
ugly
that.
One.
All she said was
socks in bed.
All she said was you broke a vow. We're going to have to go to counselling, or you'll have to go to counselling.
Well, she said that, and he thought that she was going to counselling. You got to do what you got to do, ain't ya?
So what happened? Like, so it just went so quickly downhill for Billy. Because she said, well, you did break our wedding vows. And he said, well, you weren't sleeping with me. As if that was some sort of get out of jail free card. Yeah. I didn't realise that in a wedding and in marriage, the minister goes, all right, now, you guys are together forever or until one of you
Stops.
Starts wearing socks to bed and turning the other one on.
At that point.
Right?
when he says the socks to bed, does he just go, ugh, spit on the floor?
Now, if my
wife ever did that, she'd be out.
I think that's Matthew 18:34. It's in the Bible. You can cheat on your wife. If she wears socks in bed. Socks and onesies. And Honey, of course, started getting really upset. Like, of course you would. And I think that's the end of it now.
So on top of that, Billy just had a very Billy week again. He's been featured a lot recently, but just doing Billy stuff. Like, he was very vacant in E20.
He was pouring drinks down his boss's new red dress.
How did he manage that? He literally, like, threw it over his shoulder.
He was literally meant to be shaking it. Why are you shaking it above your head if you're going for the first time? Just shake it in front of
you. He's basically an idiot.
He is an idiot. There's no need for a basically.
Phil, he's the other Mitchell.
Phil is basically... This secret is eating Phil alive. Phil is looking more and more like he's just going to write it.
Sure, he's back, but he's also self-destructing.
He's back to just spill his guts to anyone, apparently. I think the next week, do not be surprised if Phil writes a postcard from Vincent. Like, he's just going to, like, create a postcard on, like, Publisher.
Well, that's...
And pretend like he's from some, like, in some lovely sunny beach country. He's basically saying to Kim... I accidentally killed Vincent. I'm so
accidentally?
Sorry.
When she said that?
I accidentally. And Kim's going, what?
He can't make it much clearer.
He said maybe he didn't want to leave. If Phil Mitchell, renowned murderer,
maybe
is saying that.
Didn't want to leave?
He's saying that giving you money, generally giving a crap about you after he didn't care about you before.
As soon as Phil Mitchell
I would say, whoa, you killed my husband.
Yeah, so...
Why is she taking so long to understand? I mean, I know that she's got very loud trousers on. I know that she's drunk. I know that Pearl's pulling the shifts at the mini mart.
She was sat in that little basket all day. Yeah. Actually, who going into the mini mart needs a basket?
It's mini.
It's the smallest.
They all do their big shops there, don't they? That's very, you know, true, what? Yeah. I don't think Halfway stole any of that money. I think it genuinely cost £50 to do a shop
in the mini mart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and our last stop.
She,
70 today,
it
hey.
It must be hard to... so you have a baby. It becomes Ian Beale.
I don't think you become Ian Beale. I think you just are Ian Beale.
Well, I hope not, because otherwise, what has she done to herself when that baby was in utero for it to become
she
Ian
had to die.
Beale?
She faked her death.
Why did she come back, honestly? For a son like... two sons like Ben and Ian.
Well,
she
didn't know anything about Ben. Maybe there was hope for Ben. She came back and thought, maybe Ben's okay.
No.
But no, Ben was almost equally as bad. Actually, that's a long shot.
No. Slightly under. Ian's running around and he's trying again to get Masood out of his business, saying, I have a business meeting. Forgotten his mum's birthday. And just tries to make up with a £50 voucher, which I guess is nice.
Throws and a party in her workplace.
Yeah, she loves it. Do a shift while you're up there. 70.
These punters need serving, Mum.
How did he think she was 70?
Just do some maths.
I know, he said...
Is he a businessman?
He said, I forgot to keep counting until you died.
Well, here's an idea.
Why not just remember when she was born?
Yeah,
you don't have to keep counting.
Then just work it out like an old person.
And lots of people came out for Kathy's birthday that, again, were only there for the free drinks. We don't have any meaningful relationships or friendships.
It's usually money behind the bar or free something that gets people out. Especially the Slaters.
A couple of months ago...
They must have some sort of sonar hearing. That they hear the word free or two for one.
I mean...
Or some sort of really good deal when they're there. In force.
At one stage in the square, didn't we have like friendships and like relationships that crossed over the family barriers? Like, people wanted to be friends with each other, even if they didn't have the same surname. They don't turn up unless there's money behind the bar or they're threatening someone. So, Max and Phil will only hang out together if one of them is threatening the other one.
This is correct.
And the Slaters, like you said, will only turn up to Kathy's birthday if there's free drinks.
Right, so before we finish up and park up the bus and put the old sheets over it, hide it from the tailors, it's time for a little game that I like to call... EastEnders, Sentence Enders.
Oh, yay! I did really well last week, though.
So, the game is simple. The rules are simple. I'm going to give you a sentence said by a character this week. I've bleeped out the last word, and you and any listeners have to guess that last word. Sometimes you can work them out. Sometimes it's a little bit trickier. So let's dive straight in this week. No messing. with EastEnders Simpsons number one.
Tell you what, why don't we try that promo night at 820?
Why didn't you say it earlier? We've been sat in here like a couple of Muppets.
How you going, yeah, boys? Yes. You sort of arm it, yeah.
Well, have a...
Well, have a... What's Mick suggesting to
have
Martin?
Have a dance. Have a little dance.
For my amusement. Dance, my monkeys, dance!
He did say, let's have a little dance or something.
Have a little dance. All right, yeah. Let's find out.
Tell you what, why don't we try that promo night at 820?
Why didn't you say it earlier? We've been sat in here like a couple of Muppets.
You're going, yeah, boys, yes. You sort of arm it, yeah.
Well, have a game of darts or something.
Have a game of darts.
What? No, he's
have
a dance.
Have a game of darts.
That's his dance.
Darts.
I want to hear it again. Well, that's unfair, because I swear to God, when I listened to that scene, I thought he said dance.
That makes no sense. Why would you tell Robbie and Martin to have a dance?
As in, like, I swear to God, I thought it was dance.
What you're doing now is you're kind of, like, saying this and expecting me to go, well, if you thought that was the answer, that was the answer.
I just think it's unfair. But the accent. I can't hear the accent.
Right.
The intricacies of the English accent.
I think you might get this one, because we talked about it earlier.
Okay.
EastEnders Simpsons, number two.
No one likes a loser, Bill. Are you a man or one of them?
Metrosexual. That is a horrendous, horrendous thing to say.
No one likes a loser, Bill. Are you a man or one of them metrosexuals?
Who let that go through the script editing process?
I think the only thing that could have been worse was like her saying, are you a man or one of those homosexuals? Are you a man or one of them transgenders? I think metrosexual was kind of like
the slaves are filth. Let's just keep going. Not giving them any more of our podcast time.
Okay, so you've got one out of two.
Okay.
You can equal last week's score. Let's find out.
What have I ever done to you?
Shush, alright. You're gonna ruin the party.
Ian already did that.
Problem, Stace.
Oh, there is no problem, alright? I'm gonna get back to mine.
Oh, right. I get it now. What, you helping him out? Being the
little woman.
Being the little woman.
Yeah.
Little woman.
Yeah, being the little woman around the house.
Being the little woman around the house.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we find out?
What have I ever done to you?
Shush, all right. You're going to ruin the party.
Ian already did that.
Problem, Stace. Oh, there is no problem, all right? I'm going to get back to mine.
Oh, right. I get it now. What, you helping him out? Being the good little woman, you're hoping that it pays
off. See, the answer was good.
Are you serious?
The answer was good little woman.
Are you kidding?
I'll give you the two. I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you, Ebna.
So, if you did better than Amelia this week and got 3 out of 3, email in, give us a tweet. If you want some harder ones, I'll try a bit harder next time.
Cause... We don't want that. Alternatively, if you thought that Mick was offering them a little dance, please get in touch with us as well. Because unlike Ebna, I don't watch with the captions on studying.
If someone agrees with you, someone that you do not know agrees with you, a random listener agrees with you and tweets in saying that they also thought that they were asking, Mick was asking for a little dance, I will give you 0.5 extra. Okay. No, I'll give you the whole point. Oh, I'll give you 3 out of 3.
All right, I'm excited. Thank you so much. It's BWI_podcast. That's our Twitter handle. And if you thought that Mick was also asking for a little dance, not a game of darts, I would love to hear from you.
Well, it's like time for one more thing, Amelia.
Hots and knots. Can I go first this week?
You want to go first this week?
I just have a hot that I want to get off my chest.
Who's your hot?
Robbie.
Robbie Jackson.
He has
last week he won the fight in Albert Square off. This week he's the hot. Robbie is everywhere.
He has been doing bits for this show. He is turning down Rainy Branny. He is getting the cashola's. He is locking things down with Donna. He is affording his own beers at parties. He is shutting Ian down in front of a community, okay? He's having a great time.
He's successfully
like getting into his Unky Max's caravan leaving his broom outside. Unky Max was inside. He had his head up and he still was not seen. He cannot do anything wrong.
Uncle Jax tried to out him and it didn't work.
Nope.
You can't stop Robin right now. He's on fire.
He is having a great time. Okay. I cannot wait for our Pingus dump miniseries to start. And we
That's
get
another back. Thing. He didn't take a dump this week.
I know. It's
Which is
like,
kind of sad. It's almost like they've heard it and have thought, this isn't the way I wanted the character to go.
I really enjoy him. I think he had a great week. I think we need to recognise when the very, very, very bottom sewer rats of our community are being raised up.
He had nothing to lose. He could say that back to him, because what was the worst that could happen? Someone would laugh at him. He's used to it. He doesn't care.
He was great. He was my hot.
My hot this week is going to shock you as well. Mm. It's Mo's the house, yeah.
Why?
The advice she gave to Billy was solid, to be fair, because he did need to man up. And he manned up. And it started to work, and then he let himself down.
I don't think if someone doesn't want to be with you anymore, you just need to stop taking no for an answer.
No, he didn't. It still wasn't the take no for an answer. It was more of like that she basically told him to like sort himself out, which he did, because before he's going,
alright, I'll take that.
Please.
I'll take that.
Other than that, she was just relatively entertaining a few times.
Yeah.
She was quite funny in the pub with Linda, although she was on the wrong side. It was quite...
Yeah.
She kind of took it on the chin and went, it's like, it just crumbled off into the foreground.
She does realise when she's wrong, doesn't she? That's nice to see.
And I think my favourite line of the week was in that last sentence ender, where she says, problems, Dace! Just wheels on in. Just she's not needed. She's held a knife up to her as well. I just think, I don't like the Slaters, but I think she had a cracking few scenes. I would have gone for Robbie otherwise.
It's true.
Yeah.
Who's your not? Week.
My not this week. I think my not might be Jack. Oh, actually, this is a hard one. It's either Jack or Billy.
Mine's Billy.
I'm gonna give it to Jack then.
Billy has grumbled about his relationship with Honey for what feels like years. He has finally had a go where Honey says, "I'm open to it if we work on it," and he says, "Well, you better not wear any socks anymore. You disgusting face, Marcus, and you should be having." You should be sleeping with your husband whenever he wants.
On demand!
We're transported back into the 50s. And I did not like it. And I cannot wait for Billy to just be out on the street. Why don't you like Jack this week?
I didn't like him this week. I think this week he's been such a... He's been a bit... Like, Mel's finally come forward and gone, yeah, I've been playing games with you.
Mm-hmm.
But here you go. This is me.
Yeah.
With my crazy son. Who is the devil incarnate. And Jack's gone, yeah.
Nah.
I'm fed up of chasing. You don't have to chase me anymore. Yeah, but I'm fed up of chasing. Yeah, but I'm saying you don't have to. Yeah, but kind of fed up.
Maybe I liked it.
he's just rolled over and given Max and Rainey kind of free rein on his flat.
Yeah.
He must see that Ingrid didn't want to leave. So why did he not ever question it and go...
Yeah, why didn't he say, why are you leaving?
Are you sure you're okay? Why are you leaving? I'm just going to jump out of here, okay? you cry while saying that. It's because of the kids.
Yeah.
But you've got like a life here, you've got Keanu. Yeah. He watched Robbie come out of Max's caravan, or whatever you call it. Like
Demountable.
And all he said to him was, you forgot your broom. Not, what are you doing in there, Rob?
I've got nothing left. I've got nothing.
Like us, please follow us on Twitter at BWI_podcast on Twitter. We have an email address if you'd like to email us your thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, please do.
BealWithIt.podcast@gmail.com.
And Amelia, this week we had a like on the Facebook
Did
page.
We?
And you know what your promise was? For every like, there will be a dank meme posted.
That was a dream.
So, where is this dank meme?
Still coming.
They're waiting on it. They've only liked it for the dank meme.
Annie Woy. Thank you so much, Annie.
A little shout out to who?
Annie Woy. I will get to the dank meme ASAP. For some reason, Annie, I thought it was a dream. Anything else?
Yeah, we've got another shout out to our number one fan.
Steve.
Big Steve-o. Thanks, Steve, for another email in from Career. He's agreed with my reboot theory of Sonya's the new Dot. There's no more shout outs this week because no one else got in contact.
Yeah, thanks to no one. And don't forget to... join us for our live tweets in 2 weeks' time. So just cancel all of your evening plans.
If you have something interesting between 8 and 8:30.
Except on Wednesday, cool, mate. Go for a film, maybe.
Go for a jog, yeah. YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube. Sometimes there's some new content on there as well, but I haven't done it the last couple of weeks because I haven't had time. But I will maybe have time in the future. This week.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah? If you like this new format as well, please tell us. I'd like to know what you think, because we spent some time devising it.
Thank you.
Make it a little bit different for you. Take you on a journey. So if you like it, it'd be nice to hear if you do.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. If you don't like it, if you hate it, just tell us so we can stop it immediately.
Yeah. And we don't want to do anything you don't.
We can go back.
And that's it for me.
And that's it for me. Let's park the bus. Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.